thank you very much. I can't remember what's written on the Weekly Wise, but I didn't write it, so the phraseology is not exactly mine for what I wanted to say this afternoon. I think it says something about my views on the future of the church or something. I have a million views on the future of the church. I'll be here till next Wednesday. I mean, I can talk to you about it if you want, but equally, talking about it doesn't make any difference, does it? Me just spouting on. So instead, what I want to do is just put you in the picture of a few things which I find both encouraging and challenging at the same time. Okay, so this is now. I'm talking about now. All right? Things which together we need to be working through over the course of the next few months, the rest of this year, and on from there as well. The first thing is, I want to start talk about people, okay? Actually, you lot, okay? Since September 2009, which is when Helen and I came and arrived here and started, the church has changed. At that time, we were roughly 30 adults, about 6 children. Now we are at, I think, 48 adults and 23 children and young people as regulars. It's not often that we're all here at the same time. We're not all here at the same time now. But that is how many people actually come to church here regularly. Of those original 30, about 10 have left for other parts of the country, or some of them have passed away, etc. So out of that 48, 28, so the majority of people have come in the last 5 years. And that means that the character of Albert Road is changing, because the people here are changing. We're not the same people that we were 5 years ago. We're a different group of people. So we're a group of people who've come to Albert Road, and we've found something here. We've found the Lord here, and we've found a group of people where we feel God's love and His presence, and that's brilliant. But two, we've come from different backgrounds. Some of us, different church backgrounds. People with different temperaments, different characters. And this is great. This is what church life is about. Some of us come from other parts of the world, even. You know, this is great. That's what church life's about. But what that means for us as a church, too, over that time, is that church culture, and cultures, you might put it as the way we do things around here, church culture starts to be stretched, okay? Because people don't quite do it the way that we do it, all right? So if you've been here longer than 5 years, you might feel the effect of that, because things aren't the way that they were 5 years ago. And that's because God's brought a whole new load of people into the fellowship. So what I want to encourage you to do, as much as possible, is to look to build relationships with one another. Okay, you're in different life situations. Some of you working, some of you not. Some of you mums, some of you grandmas. Some of you, you know, different generations, different social situations, living in different parts of the town. Put the effort in to get to know one another. Use that time at the end of services, over lunches like this, to talk to one another. Find out what's going on in each other's lives, because actually you might be surprised. So take that opportunity, because I don't believe that God brings people into this church for no reason. You know, I don't think He brings people into the church just to fill up seats on a Sunday. I think He brings people into the church so that He can build His church here through them. So we need to be church together. The second thing I want to talk about is the other issue that nobody should ever mention, and that's money. Never mention money. We don't like talking about money. But we know how much in the scriptures Jesus talks about money, God talks about money, how important that is in regards to our relationship with God, our relationship with one another, our relationship with our world around us as well. And God encourages generosity. He encourages generosity in the church, especially for ministry, so gospel ministry, and also for mercy, for compassion, where people are in need. And I think too that the primary way in which generosity happens in an intentional way, a planned way, amongst Christians, is through the local church. We're called to be generous to one another, of course, but we do that informally. You need something, I help you out. You know, that's just informal giving. But in terms of my planned giving, how do I give to support God's work? How do I be generous with what I have for God's work? Is that I do it through the local church. That the local church then administers that money for mission and ministry here, and mission and ministry across the world. Again, in those areas of sharing the gospel, and also in that area of compassion. The cost of living at the moment is high, isn't it? Everybody's feeling that. Your gas bills, electricity bills are going up, your food bills are going up. Probably your insurance bills are going up. Your clothing bills are going up. The basic things that you need in this world are getting expensive. And so that puts a squeeze on giving. Every charity notices that, especially since the credit crunch started back in 2007. Okay? And here at Albert Road, we're into the same situation. We feel the same pressures. Ever since I arrived, Albert Road has been using up savings that the church had put aside in order to cover the gap between our income and our outgoings. And this year, the necessary expenditure of the church is going to be in the region of £44,000. Okay? £44,000. That is a lot of money. Last year's income was £33,500, and we praise God for that. The church members in February approved the budget for 2014. There simply is no way of getting around that £44,000. Okay? Short of me leaving. I mean, that would save the church a fair amount of money, but we don't want to go there. But at that meeting, I encouraged people to consider raising their own giving by 10% of their existing giving. And so, for example, if you give £100 a month, I was asking a question, could you afford to give an extra £10? Because if we all did that, then our overall income for the church on last year would increase by £3,500, okay? Take us up to more like £37,000, okay? Which is a big difference. But too, I wanted to make out that this wasn't a hollow request, because actually I'd already done that before that meeting, my own giving. I'd done that, okay? And so other people as well, after that meeting, since that meeting, have told me that they've followed suit. They've done that as well. So if you are able to, and I'm recognising that the cost of living is high, I'm recognising there are people in the church who are living on benefits. They're not living on salaried income or a pension following a salaried income or anything like that. But if you are able to increase your giving at all, and particularly if you consider this idea of can I afford to increase my giving by 10% of what I already give, then that will make a big difference to us as a fellowship and as a church. Because to be blatantly honest, the situation is that, you know, if the church ran out of money, we wouldn't know what to do in terms of me continuing to work here and be here at Albert Rose. We don't want to get to that situation. And there's other things we want to do. You know, we had a talk about remodelling the back of the church here. That, where would the money for that come from? I don't know. So money is an issue. It's always going to be an issue. And it's always going to be an issue here because we're always going to be in an area of relatively low income. I come from the suburbs. I come from a place where the vast majority of people work in London or something. They're earning good money and they're able to give a substantial amount to the church. That's not quite the way in Elsbury. So money's always going to be tight here. But we need to continue to believe God. We need to see giving as an opportunity to see God do extraordinary things. So if you can hear that and just think about it for yourself, then I'd really appreciate that. The last thing I wanted to talk about was just the rest of this calendar year. This is our 60th year with the programme, and do you remember I gave out those sheets? I don't know if there are any left at the back now. Little cards with a calendar, almost like a calendar thing. And I said 4 months ago this was, stick it on your fridge so you know what's happening when. The next things that are up, really, are some outreach, summer outreach, that was an idea. Then a children's holiday club. And then at the end of September, this mission weekend with Eddie Inglis. Church is really busy at the moment. I'm feeling the pressure of that personally. But I want us to try and focus on a few things. The first thing I want us to focus on is that weekend with Eddie Inglis. It's a fantastic opportunity. Eddie's such a good speaker to bring people along to hear the gospel. Okay, I'm quite sure that he will engage with people of my generation as well as those of Eddie's generation. So let's make the most of that. And what I want to encourage us to do is to think about something I've mentioned before, getting into little groups of just 2, 3, 4 people maybe, and praying regularly for our friends and for one another's friends. You may be able to meet together. Fantastic. It may be that you are working and actually meeting together with the other people in your little group is really hard. So doing that thing that Simon talked about where you agree to pray at a particular time of the day on a particular day of the week, yeah, well, that's a great thing. But then, it's not just the praying, it's then keeping up with one another. What has happened this week since I've been praying? Have I had any opportunities to speak to these friends? Have they raised anything? How are things going in these relationships? Because we want to get to a point where we're able to invite people along to that mission weekend. So I really want to encourage everybody to be thinking about that. Who can I meet up to pray with? It might be somebody from your home group or your Bible study group. Somebody that you know well, you know, where you can just talk about how it's going, trying to share something about Jesus with particular people that you know. The Children's Holiday Club is another big thing. That's going to take a fair amount of organisation. But again, there's a great opportunity there to reach out to children. And this year the plan is to use a Scripture Union holiday club week called Mega Makers, which is based around Matthew's Gospel. And so we'll start having some planning meetings towards that. So if you'd like to be involved, that would be brilliant. And we need to get word cracking on that. The other thing is this summer outreach. On Think on the Sheet, what I put was World Cup outreach to internationals. Here's what's not going to happen. I'm not going to organise another big event here in the next 2 months. I'm sorry, I just can't do that. There's too much else on. So what again I want to suggest that you do, and you might like to use the fact of praying for these friends of yours or family members, is to get together with other folk that you know, maybe other folk in this little prayer group, and invite people over to your house, one of your houses, for something. It might be that the World Cup is a great excuse for you. Maybe you have people that like football, I don't know, so you could have a World Cup final type party. Or it could be any other event that you have. I don't mind. It's up to you. But try and make use of these summer months to have a time when you invite friends over to your house with the intention that in some way you're going to bring up the gospel or certainly that you're praying towards that. And so that too as well, before that mission week in the autumn, you've invited people to something that you've done, and hopefully that will encourage you as well, looking at that into the autumn. I think that's about all I want to say. I hope you've had a good weekend. I have. I've enjoyed having Simon to speak. I've found his messages really encouraging. I don't have any answers to any of the questions that Simon's asking about where we go next as a church. But I do think that his starting point yesterday when he was talking about prayer is really, really important for us. That we must have this sense of praying together as a church. We need to establish this sense that they had in that prayer time that led up to that verse that Simon used, of praying together with one heart, one spirit, for the sake of the gospel. And I think we really need to get to that point. I found that the prayer meetings leading up to Easter were great. You know, we had pretty much every meeting had at least 10 people in it, morning and evening. That was brilliant. I think we need to just to come together even more than we are doing in prayer over that. I don't really know how we do that. We'll continue to talk about it, I'm sure, in elders' meetings. But the prayer, I think, really has to take hold within the life of the church before we can do anything else. So maybe if I just lead us in a short prayer now, and then you can drink your tea and head off if you need to. Father God, we want to thank you for everything that you're doing in our fellowship at the moment. Well, we recognise that this church belongs to you. It's in your hands. You're the one who has sustained it over the generations. You're the one who's brought new people into the fellowship. Father, we thank you for that. Lord, help us to grow together in Jesus as we look to serve you here, and as we look to reach out into our neighbourhoods. Father, help us too with this issue of money. Lord, money is always going to be an issue. Money is always tight. But we pray that you would release funds into the church somehow. We know that you can do all things. And so we look to you and trust you in this. Help us too to look ahead towards this mission weekend with Eddie Inglis and to the Children's Holiday Club. And think about how we can both serve, how we can get involved, and how we can pray and encourage our own friends and family to come and hear the gospel. Lord, continue to lead us, we pray. In all of the years, would your love continue to keep and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.